Crossover, a Catholic podcast about crossing over your everyday faith and your everyday life. I'm your host, Daryl, and oh my gosh, happy Easter, everyone. I'm so excited to be back. We had to take a little hiatus from this podcast, but hopefully we gain some more subscribers and we bring something that is within your time constraints of your life. And our hope and our mission for this podcast is really just to give you something that you can take into your everyday life. A lot of people nowadays live very busy lives, are traveling around, and the faith sometimes gets put on the back burner. So the hope of this podcast is to give you some sort of faith to interject in your everyday life, whether it's explaining something specific about the church or readings or what to look forward to in the liturgical seasons, or just explaining what the heck we're doing at Mass and what everything means. So if you want, you could go to CatholicCrossover.com, send me an email with any questions that you may have, or maybe there's a specific topic that you'd like to hear explained. But today we're going to get into, since we're in the Easter season, we're going to get into talking a little bit about what the gifts of the Holy Spirit are. I'm a confirmation coordinator at St. Julie Billiard Catholic Church in Newbury Park, California. I love my job. I've been working in ministry for 10 years, and in my time, I've really saw a need for explanation of different things in our Catholic faith, and not only from the kids that I work with, but from the parents as well. And so my hope is that those of you that are listening are able to connect, and hopefully, you know, the ultimate goal is that we all grow closer in relationship with Jesus, you know, and with our Lord. So the reason why I wanted to talk about the gifts of the Holy Spirit is because it's very central to our confirmation sacrament. And obviously the gifts of the Holy Spirit were first given to our apostles at Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came down and gave the apostles the tongues of fire. But really what made me think about this was looking at the daily readings from this last Thursday, May 2nd, and the first reading of the day came from Acts 5, which there's a couple lines in it. If you are looking for the actual readings for the day, you can find it at our bishop's website, which is www.usccp.org. But some of the lines that really stuck out to me from the first reading, the reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the court officers had brought the apostles and made them stand before the Sanhedrin, the high priest questioned them. "We gave you strict orders, did we not, to stop teaching in that name? Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and want to bring this man's blood upon us." But Peter the apostle said in reply, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus, though you had him killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as a leader and savior to grant Israel repentance for and forgiveness of sins. We are witnesses of these things, as is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." When they heard this, they became infuriated and wanted to put them to death. So this reading especially, I think, pertains to the gifts of the Holy Spirit and just the power that those gifts give us to live out our faith. If you think about it, the Sanhedrin, they are the ones that are the rulers of all of Jerusalem. And so they are telling the apostles, "We gave you strict orders, didn't we not, to stop teaching in that name?" And that name is in Jesus Christ. "Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and want to bring this man's blood upon us," which, you know, it's kind of funny to even think about that. Like, the Sanhedrin thinks like we're putting Jesus's blood upon them, and that's exactly what they did. You know, it was the Jews that wanted Jesus dead, and the Romans, Pilate did not actually want to crucify Jesus. I think that's an important part here as well. But I love Peter's reply and all the apostles when they say, we must obey God rather than men. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus, though you had him killed, hanging him on a tree. Now, this last Sunday's reading also came from the Acts of the Apostles, and in that reading, at the very end of it, the apostles walk out and they say that they were actually honored that the Sanhedrin had found them to be such a threat. And so what gives you the strength to be able to do that? It's the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and those gifts are wisdom, knowledge, fortitude, piety, courage, fear of the Lord, or wonder and awe, and counsel. And so these are gifts that God gives us. When we become confirmed Catholics, these are gifts that the Holy Spirit gives us for many reasons. I've shared with a lot of our confirmation students that once you get confirmed, your faith life actually, I believe, gets a lot harder. The kids that we have in our confirmation program, they have to fulfill a certain amount of requirements. You know, there's things that they have to do. There's someone, in this case, me, telling them what they need to do to prepare for confirmation. But there's something that happens after you're confirmed. And I remember the Sunday after I was confirmed a bajillion years ago. And I remember getting up and having my regular Sunday, and then I went off to 5 o'clock Mass, and I had realized that my Italian Catholic mother that raised me and pretty much had told me that I had to go to Mass every single Sunday for pretty much my whole life up until that point did not say anything to me. She didn't say, what time are you going to Mass, or make sure that you go. It was something that I chose for myself. And after that, you know, I had a lot of ownership in that. I started becoming involved in the church, not only because my mom wanted it for me, but for myself. And so that is difficult, and it's probably why we see so many kids fall away from the church after they're confirmed and come back at a later time in their life, because I don't think they fully understand the gifts that the Holy Spirit has given them. And so I wanted to discuss a little bit about what these gifts are, and a lot of this information I get from the Catholic Faith Handbook for Youth, which is a great book. It's a great resource that I use. It's from St. Mary's Press. I'll put a link up on our website if you're interested in buying a copy. But it gives great, simple explanations. And so it says in here on page 98, the sacrament of confirmation, you receive the Holy Spirit into your life in a deeper and more profound way. Now, people sometimes come to me and they say, well, I want my kid to be confirmed because I want them to receive the Holy Spirit. And we have to remember, we don't receive the Holy Spirit at confirmation. We receive the Holy Spirit at baptism. So baptism and confirmation are very closely connected. But during confirmation, we're drawn deeper. You know, we're given these gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit that are based on those gifts as well. So that first gift that we talked about, wisdom, it's with the gift of wisdom, we see God at work in our lives and in the world. For the wise person, the wonders of nature, historical events, and the ups and downs of our lives take on a deeper meaning and purpose. Understanding. With the gift of understanding, we comprehend how we need to live as a follower of Jesus Christ. A person with understanding is not confused by all conflicting messages in our culture, but the right way to live. Understanding is also something that we would say that we get from our conscience, or what scientists or other people would explain their conscience to be. I kind of believe our conscience is the Holy Spirit. It's what guides us. Right judgment. With the gift of right judgment, we know the difference between right and wrong, and we could choose to do what is right. A person with right judgment avoids sin and lives out the values taught by Jesus. Courage. With the gift of courage, we overcome our fear and are willing to take risks as a follower of Jesus. A person with courage is willing to stand up for what is right in the sight of God, even if it means accepting rejection, verbal abuse, or even physical harm and death. Knowledge. With the gift of knowledge, we understand the meaning of God's revelation, especially as expressed in life and words of Jesus Christ. A person with knowledge is always learning more about the scriptures and tradition. With reverence, sometimes called piety, we have a deep sense of respect for God and the church. A person with reverence recognizes our total reliance on God and comes before God with humility, trust, and love. Wonder and awe. With the gift of wonder and awe, also known as fear of the Lord, we are aware of the glory and the majesty of God. A person with wonder and awe knows that God is the perfection of all we desire. Perfect knowledge, perfect goodness, perfect power, and perfect love. And the Holy Spirit, of course, is not only active in confirmation, but in all the sacraments. And the sacraments we find so sacred and so holy because they are all given to us by Christ himself. So when we are confirmed, we're given these gifts of wisdom, knowledge, fortitude, piety, courage, fear of the Lord, and counsel. Why? Because life is hard. Being a person of faith, being someone that is confirmed in this Catholic faith, it's hard to go out into the world and have that charge on us that we are now responsible for bringing the good news to the world. And so I always like to think when we're given gifts, we got to do something with them. And to our newly confirmed, I would say that when you go through those struggles, remember fortitude. When you're not quite sure what to do, remember you're given wisdom. I would say also the knowledge. You have the ability to find out the answers. And quite often in our Catholic faith, we just take what someone said to us 20 years ago as what is true today. And we have to realize that we are touched by God. We are created in God's image as well. And so we need to take these gifts out into the world and use them for the greater good of God. So with the help of St. Mary's Press, so with the help of the Catholic Faith Handbook by St. Mary's Press, I hope that you understand a little more about what the gifts of the Holy Spirit are and why they are important to us as confirmed Catholics. And again, thank you for listening, and we will catch you for our next episode of the Catholic Crossover podcast next time. Thank you, God bless, and happy Easter. Take care, everyone.